This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow. And on the third day, I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you. And I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. I invite you to pull out that poem that you got as your handout this morning. And I'm going to read this poem. This is by Joe Davis. It's a part of our Lenten devotion. And I added some bold to that poem. So the words are Joe Davis's, but I decided to bold some of the words because I would like to invite you to join me in reading this poem today. So as we read, I will read the non-bold words, and I invite you to read the words you find in the bold font. This poem is called Transform, a reminder of transformation. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, only transferred or transformed. The energy of violence is trapped in so many of our bodies. This is the same energy that was in the bodies that crucified a man on a cross. And that same energy blew through the bodies that watched. And yet we forget. This is the same energy that was in the bodies that burned women at the stake. And that same energy blew through the bodies that watched. And yet we forget. This is the same energy that was in the bodies that lynched men on trees. And that same energy blew through the bodies that watched. And yet we forget. This is the same energy that was in the body that knelt on a man's neck on the street. And that same energy blew through the bodies that watched. And yet we forget. That same energy is trapped in so many of our bodies. And we'll stay stuck in this cycle of violence, enacting it and watching it until we transform the energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, only transferred or transformed. This is the history we repeat today. And yet, I remember, there is another, more abundant, more generative, more life-giving, and life-affirming energy. This energy lives in our bodies too. This is the same energy in the bodies of a community crying together, healing together, eating together. May we remember. This is the same energy in the bodies of those feeding school children through the free breakfast program. May we remember. This is the same energy in the bodies of those sharing lunch counters, bread baskets, soup kitchens, family cookouts, gardens. May we remember. This is the same energy in the body of a man eating dinner with his best friends. May we remember. Do this in remembrance. We remember a body dismembered by violence, becoming whole again. May this be the time we resurrect a radical remembrance of the Holy Family. May we remember, and may we be transformed. I think our scripture lessons for today could add some lines to this poem. The energy of violence is trapped in so many of our bodies. This is the same energy that was in the bodies that enslaved and oppressed the descendants of Abram and Sarai for 400 years in the land of Egypt. And that same energy blew through the bodies that watched. And yet, we forget. This is the same energy that was in the bodies of those who killed and stoned the prophets. And that same energy blew through the bodies that watched. And yet, we forget. Both our Hebrew Bible lesson and our gospel lesson describe this energy of violence. When God cuts the covenant with Abram in our text from Genesis, God says, "Know this for certain, that your offspring shall be aliens in a land that is not theirs, and shall be slaves there, and they shall be oppressed for 400 years." When Jesus responds to the Pharisees, he says, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it." God and Jesus speak of these cycles of violence that will be both experienced by and perpetrated by God's people. And when Jesus speaks of this cycle of violence, it feels so much like a lament, that Jesus is crying out of despair that God's people choose to continue the cycle of violence, that they choose to be perpetrators of this violence, that they choose to watch the death and stoning of God's prophets. Jesus laments that the people seem to forget that they are choosing this cycle of violence, a cycle of violence that they themselves experienced for 400 years while enslaved in the land of Egypt. Violence has been done to their bodies. And yet, they forget. They forget what it felt like to have violence done to their own bodies. And they choose to transfer this energy of violence to the bodies of others. They choose to become perpetrators of violence on others. And they will choose to transfer this energy of violence onto the body of Jesus. The energy of violence is trapped in so many of our bodies. This is the same energy that was in the bodies that crucified a man on a cross. And that same energy blew through the bodies that watched. And yet, we forget. But God does not want us to forget. I think this is why God speaks of this enslavement generations before it will even happen. God wants the people to remember their own experiences of oppression. God wants these experiences to be written into the very identity of God's people, so much that God speaks of future events that are still generations away when God cuts the covenant with Abram. God wants us to remember. Not because God wants us to suffer, but because in remembering the experience of suffering, God hopes that we will not choose to transfer this energy of violence to others. That we will not choose to become perpetrators of violence. That we will choose to end the cycle of violence. And remembering the experience of suffering, God hopes we will choose to transform the energy of violence into the energy of peace. Jesus wants us to transform the energy of violence into the energy of protection. In the same breath that Jesus laments, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it," Jesus cries out, "How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings." Jesus would end the cycle of violence by beginning a cycle of motherly love, of nurturing and protection. Jesus would have us remember the many, many times that God has chosen love for us. Jesus would have us remember that there is another, more abundant, more generative, more life-giving, and life-affirming energy. And this energy lives in our bodies too. This is the same energy in the bodies of our family, descended from a covenant of steadfast love and abundant life, a covenant cut by God. May we remember. This is the same energy in the bodies of our ancestors who found inclusive belonging and living hope in the tender embrace of Christ. May we remember. This is the same energy in our bodies when we choose radical love for ourselves, for all humankind, for all creation. When we choose the radical love of God, may we remember. My siblings, may we never forget that we are descended from a people who both experienced and perpetrated violence. May we never forget the experience of this cycle of violence so that we remember not to perpetrate this violence on others. May we never forget the experience of this cycle of violence so that we might choose another more abundant, more life-giving, more generative, more world-changing energy. May we remember that God fills us with the energy of love and calls us to the way of Christ. May we remember the way of Jesus, who chose to break the cycle of violence, not by transferring that energy of violence back on us, but by dying on the cross and transforming the energy of violence into the energy of peace, transforming the energy of hatred into the energy of love, transforming the energy of sin into the energy of forgiveness. May we remember the way of Jesus. May we remember the way of our Creator, who formed us as people of the covenant of steadfast love for all creation. May we remember that every week Jesus feeds us at his table with his very own body, so that we would be filled with the energy of his love, belonging, and hope, so that we would choose to follow his way of peace and break the cycles of violence. May we remember the words of Christ: "Do this in remembrance of me." May we remember, and may we be transformed. Amen.